You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Okay. I don't see anything. Hey, guys, we're just checking my makeup because normally it's much better than it is tonight, but I was in a hurry. So anyway, Bing is for doing. We're here doing another AfterBuzz After Show. Sadly, the Real Housewives of New York City is ending, so this is our finale reunion show recap. So it's the last one, season 5, episode 19 and 20 we're doing tonight. As you must have noticed, we weren't here last week. And this was just simply titled Reunion, because I think after all of that madness, the producers get lazy and they just say, hey, just call it Reunion. It's over. Let's just go home. Let's just get some sleep. Wrap it up.
Like, Andy's not even in the office. Everybody just go home early. Right. Half day for everybody.
Cut it. Check. Done. So anyway, I'm your host, Kristen Carney, and why don't you guys go ahead and say hello.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm Yermon Gur.
We have a fancy Yermon Gur with us tonight for those of
16th century fox.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Yermon Gur.
I'm Anna Koppel.
I'm Ollie Harper.
And I am Kristen Carney.
You said that
already. I know. I like to say it a lot. So you guys, let's start by breaking down first what they were wearing, because I think first and foremost, this is their moment to shine. You know, like what they wear, they all look like they get their hair and makeup done. This is their big moment. We had a huge failure with Ramona in the blue.
We're good. Are we calling it a fail? Are we just labeling
She's
it
a failure
fail?
In general? I'm just going to jump in fail. Really quickly. I'm going to say that later tonight, Tamara of Tamara Tattles is going to be joining us. For those of you who don't know, she's a huge blogger, and she breaks a lot of Housewives and Bravo celebrity news. It's a hard word to say. You guys say it 10 times.
I didn't even know it existed.
I never heard of it.
Bravo celebrity. Ask Andy Cohen. That's a real word. Okay. Bravo celebrity news. She breaks a lot of that
we
news
are excited.
For us. So,
she's
she will be joining us tonight. It's a big deal. She'll be here with us later. So
awesome.
All right. Okay. Cool.
Awesome. So anyway, we won't see what she's wearing, though, because, yeah, she's calling in.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the ladies' clothes, please.
So Ramona, fail.
Huge fail.
Dude.
I mean, she looked like she couldn't move in it, first of all. It was almost wrapped around her neck.
Well, she didn't move in it. I don't think she really moved in it.
It came up way too high on her chest, so she was... Her posture the entire time was sitting back because she was
really
like, if I sit forward, my dress won't...
Right.
Sag.
Right.
And then, you know, like Andy Cohen said, Sonia looked like the Chrysler building. Shiny and sparkly and bright.
And she always goes for the jewel tone.
I liked her dress.
You liked Ramona's dress?
No, Sonia.
Oh, you're talking about Sonia.
Yeah,
Sonia looked great. She almost had this, like, go-go, like, 50s, 60s mod look to her, in a sense, because it was that short dress with the long sleeves.
She looked pretty.
And she had a wing on her eye, you know, for
the
makeup.
Do you know what? I loved Sonia's dress last season. I thought it looked great. It was not so great for this season.
You didn't like her dress?
I did last season. I just thought it was not so... And I feel like Housewives are very... Not what's now, but what's next. I feel like that's important. What is
Ramona is like, not what's now, but was less 20 years ago.
Okay.
Ramona is not what is now or what is next, but what never was. That's what
right.
Ramona is.
Right.
Ramona looked...
I'm clapping for Yermon.
Thank you.
It deserved it.
Ramona looked to me like she belonged on the cast of Real Housewives of Miami. She looked like the Miami old money, as we discussed last night. Oh, by the way, you guys, per your request, Kristen and I are doing the Real Housewives of Miami show now.
Woo-hoo!
So you should catch that. But as we talked about at length last night, there's old money and new money in Miami. And the old money wears a lot of satin cocktail dresses. And looking at Ramona last night, I was like, oh my God, she would belong so perfectly.
Well, her
in
necklace looks like it was the jewel from the Titanic. And I wish I knew they dropped that in the ocean. emotion. I just wish it would stay there.
So Luann looks elegant.
I think the reason why Ramona's dress did, besides the fact that it was a fail on its own, but it wasn't working for her period, also because notice everybody else is trying to do their best to actually stand or sit straight to allow their dress to fall as it should. Ramona is basically kicking back, and because she's kicking back, that dress being made of leather, I don't know what it's made of, but it looks shiny. It's pushing up on her neckline, so it makes her look all
cramped.
Did you
just miss the first 5 minutes of the conversation?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hi, everybody. I'm Yermann Gurr.
He was back in the 16th century.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yermann thought that Yermann was back in the 16th century.
Yeah, but Yermann, her posture was...
You just repeated everything I just said, but that's totally okay.
Her posture Her posture was noticeably horrible, and it needed double repeating because that's how bad it was.
Yeah. I hate all of you in a sort of I love you sort of way.
Yeah. And so, Anna, you were just saying you liked Sonia's dress last year, but not this year.
Right. I feel like it was not timely. Like, last year I would have been like, oh, what a great dress. It feels outdated.
Yeah, I feel like Luann looks like old money here, and I know that looks like a little bit almost like pajamas in a sense to me.
I think
it's really elegant, doesn't it? Though,
yeah. If it was a little bit, yeah.
Right.
I feel like if it was a little bit shorter, that would have been like a very sweet nighty,
right? That you'd wear as a newlywed.
She looks like she could pose in Town and Country right now.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Suddenly, we're fashion police guys.
We are.
We became the fashion police. Juliana.
But they go above and beyond picking out these dresses.
Totally. Yeah. I feel like I just noticed this, but does Heather's dress have a zipper on it?
Yes, it does.
I just noticed that.
I think Heather looks sharp. I think Heather looks sharp. I think Carol, I've seen her. She looks good, but I've seen her look more impressive.
I think she's wearing a Naeem Khan, even though I haven't officially confirmed that, but it looks very Naeem Khan-ish.
And we know it was bought and paid for, not
Thank
borrowed.
God. Right. I love it when she threw that in. I've never borrowed clothes for a shoot. It's kind of like saying, I'm so rich, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just so much richer than you are.
I know.
And obviously her and Luann have major tension and friction. And Luann's face when Carol admitted that she doesn't borrow things, Luann couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Luann's never lived in that world, and Luann thinks she lives really high.
Yeah.
But she's clearly got a lot higher she could go.
Yeah.
You know,
how come nobody's mentioned Aviva?
Well, we're gonna get to Aviva. She looked.
I really? Loved. How much work has Aviva had done?
How much work have you had done? That's what I'm wondering right now. Well, you're so excited. Don't be
offended.
I thought
you meant because I look so good.
Well, you do look great.
That too.
Aviva, no, you liked Aviva's dress?
I thought she looked like a grandma.
I meant her face looked like she had like a lot.
Oh, yeah,
of
big time.
Oh,
yeah. She's had a lot of work done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well. We take it this
I
show.
I went from being, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Molly, but I went from being, like, feeling really good about myself to feeling really self-conscious.
Don't feel really self-conscious. I've literally never seen you this excited. So
dude,
I'm excited.
I just repeated something Molly
I'm
said
adjusting.
15 minutes ago. Stop with your self-conscious.
Relax. Don't be self-conscious.
We're all on the same show. High five. Here we go.
Anyway, Aviva looked really kind of like dead almost. Everything was the same color. She had the same color skin, dress, hair.
Yeah. She's like one big muted tone.
She had a little bit of a geisha makeup going on. Her foundation was really, really pale, and they gave her some blush on her nose, like to contour her cheeks, and she looked like she had rosy cheeks and a white face.
Yeah.
And for all those of you, I am a man. I just happen to know stuff about makeup, like words like foundation.
So basically,
and contouring.
His wife, I just happen to know Yermann. His wife is a makeup artist.
I'm just saying.
And his wife is.
Please don't hate me.
Sexy out of control.
Wow.
Just saying.
Okay.
I've met her. We've hung out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
So you know makeup terms, like contour.
Like contouring. But yeah, she looked, to me, it made her look older.
Aviva always looks old in these shots, but I've noticed when she's out to dinner with everyone, she looks young. Her makeup, everything in that lighting makes her look really vibrant. And then whenever you get her in the confessionals or in where there's bright lighting, she looks so much older than she is.
Yeah.
And well, I think I really think it's come from the stress.
I think she's lying about her age. I don't believe for a minute that she's 39 or 40 or whatever she claims to be. I just don't believe it. I think she looks 48.
Yeah, she definitely does. She just looks tired. And again, stress can do, you know, many things. And I think maybe one of them is aging her. She probably is a little bit older than she looks. But she just seems to look, as the season's gone on, more and more tired.
I agree.
Well, as a woman, you three, would you? Is there a case to be made for doing your makeup according to being in a place where it's generally more well-lit or more not as well-lit?
I leave that to the makeup artists and stylists.
Yermann, you know the answer to this. Shut up.
No, I just was just... Okay.
Yermann knows the answer.
But you know, one thing
he
I will say...
He knows the answer.
One thing I'll say as we're talking about appearances is Carol, speaking of work, because I think it's clear that definitely Aviva had some face work done. I think Carol looks like she either had... I thought she had her lips done because her top lip looks considerably poutier. And I tweeted to Carol earlier today saying, your lip looks pretty pouty. I'm going to talk about it tonight on AfterBuzz. And then somebody tweeted, responded to my tweet and said, I think it's a cold sore. I was like, ouch. But now that she said that, as I'm looking at it, I kind of think it might look like one.
Carol does her lips sometimes like where she... It's almost like a geisha would, where it doesn't cover her whole lip. She puts lipstick in the center of her lip, and it almost cuts off this part, and it makes it look really large in the center.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't know why she does that, and it's really obvious.
That's what it is. So yeah. It's like a fish look.
Hmm. Yeah, but it's intentional.
Okay.
There's a line.
Because I was wondering if she had worked on that lips.
Yeah, she did that in a couple of confessionals in the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. I wrote down a couple times, like, find out why she does her lipstick like that. And I think it's because she's eccentric and wants to be a little artsy or, you know.
Or maybe she has bad vision and she doesn't know where her lips start and end.
Wow. Her makeup artist has bad vision. They all, you know.
Ruthless.
They all looked as expected to me. And then the seating-wise, of course, we had the three new ladies.
Veterans.
The old and the young.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had Aviva, obviously kind of close to Carol. In a sense, they were split up, but they were closest. And clearly they would be doing some talking. But the seating seems really in line with who would be talking to who.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Aviva versus Ramona, Sonia versus, well, I guess.
Yeah,
well, kind of.
That's where that's
you're
where
right.
I
they could
I
make eye contact.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like a good conversation.
Because I could be
length.
Like, da-da-da-da-da, rather than trying to look next to myself.
Exactly.
She was
because if you notice throughout the entire reunion, Carol never really talked to Heather, and Heather didn't really talk to Aviva. You know, it's like they're set, so they can't really exchange conversation, and it would be a boring conversation. And I think it almost breaks up them even delving into a conversation together.
Because yeah.
It wouldn't be entertaining because they haven't had any tension or fights, really.
And in a way, I found that slightly disappointing because whenever Aviva was done defending herself, it made it seem like Heather and Carol were
on her
team
side.
Aviva. Yeah, and I think that had given the opportunity, Heather would have spoken up about Aviva's behavior. I don't know that Carol would have, although Carol was behaving a little more feisty than usual,
well,
but I think Heather would have said something.
I totally disagree with that because I think had there been tension, if given the opportunity, they would have been fighting because in past housewife history or even in this housewife history, if you watch the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion, those housewives were fighting the entire time. And even, you know, not to spoiler alert for anybody, but if you watch...
Spoiler alert!
There you go. If you watch this Real Housewife of New Jersey reunion, even Jacqueline and Carolyn, who are not fighting, are commenting to each other the entire time. You know, like, listen to this, bitch. So I don't think it was set up in such a way. I think there was just that much tension. So,
yeah.
I just think this was kind of a boring season, and so therefore kind of a boring reunion.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think
it was just kind of like a old versus new seating situation.
When we talk to Tamara, we should definitely get her take on what she's thinking about next season. But
agreed.
Now that they've been together for one full season, the dynamics will change if they all go together to season two because no one's the new kid on the block anymore.
There'll definitely be more drama if they stick with this cast.
Yeah, because they all know who they are. They all have past dramas, you know. But
and yeah. They're not resolved.
Yeah.
Like, as Ramona said, this is the first, reunion I don't feel resolved, Andy.
I almost feel like she was saying that in a sense of, like, I don't like Aviva, don't bring her back. Because out of all the years that I've done this, I've never felt this way. And I've been in reunions with Jill Zarin, you know. And it almost seemed to me like a, I don't like Aviva thing.
What a dig.
Total dig. Hmm. How do you guys think Andy did?
As well as he could. God bless that man.
Yeah.
I like the part where he told Ramona to sit back down because they were still rolling.
that was
hilarious. I like the part where he told Ramona that her lipstick was looking a little goofy, so she needed to fix it. That was fantastic.
You know what I liked? What part with Ramona and Andy was when Ramona said to Andy, I don't like these questions you're asking me, Andy, and you better pick on something that's real and legitimate. And she's got balls to be able to
absolutely.
Well,
talk like that to the boss man.
Similarly, Andy said something to Sonia, he said, I can't wait to toast a piece of bread in that oven. That will be a happy moment for me.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, and because these women are Andy's brand, mm-hmm. you know, so for that toaster oven to get out there will be a happy moment for
him.
Didn't
he say something like, I cannot wait for to make a piece of toast in that toaster or something like that?
Yeah, he did.
I feel like I quoted that directly just now.
Did you say like that?
Yerman's headphones are
Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? Can I get a headset recheck or something?
Check. I thought we did do a mic check.
It was a good way for Andy to call out Sonia, though. Like, listen, Sonia, we know there's not really a toaster oven. We know nothing actually exists. We know you really haven't worked on anything except those pictures that you complained about.
Like one prototype.
I've been working on the oven mitts, guys, you know.
Yes, that was funny when Sonia said, it's not just about the toaster oven. It's about the tongs, the mitts, the aprons. It's like, yes.
Who puts on an apron to get something out of a toaster oven? Hang on. Ding. Oh, wait, guys. Let me grab my apron before I rush over to my toaster oven to grab.
Is it June Cleaver? Or what's her name?
Let me get my tongs.
Yeah.
Oh, what an idiot.
No, this is how people take stuff out of the toaster oven. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Yeah.
Put
it on a plate.
Exactly. It's like, if you're so unsophisticated that you do all of your cooking in a toaster oven, you're not going to buy tongs and mitts and an apron.
But when it's Sonia's toaster oven.
They are if they're cooking for royalty.
Yeah, okay. when it's Sonia's toaster oven, they're going to be making turkey.
I don't even know if Sonia knows you shouldn't put a knife in the toaster oven or like a metal
You're supposed
piece.
To unplug it first. Right. People are going to be like getting electrocuted and suing her, and she's going to be in more trouble.
Wouldn't that be crazy if Sonia was just like killed by her own toaster oven?
Oh my God, what's knock on wood, people.
When she drops it in the bathtub.
we already found out she had to file Chapter 11 because everyone's suing her for a movie. I mean, but you're right. People would... It's a liability.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully she has lawyers and, you know, electric people working it out, and she's not working on that herself.
Well, so let's talk about Sonia is still getting feisty with Heather over...
Wait, I have a comment.
Yeah, please.
You asked how we thought Andy did, and I actually thought he wasn't that great. Dare I say that about Andy? But I thought he was kind of going easy. I wanted him to dig more at Aviva. Like, when he was insinuating to Aviva, like, when you watch back... the conversation of yourself and Ramona having tea, and you said this and that about her, you don't find that attacking? He was really beating around the bush. I don't think he came across very directly. Like, that is a matter of fact that she said attacking words in that conversation.
Right.
That's not up for opinion. He even listed out all of the attacking words she said. I just thought he needed to be a little bit more firm.
Hold on. About a Ramona or about Aviva?
When he said to Aviva, he questioned her about saying those attacking words to Ramona when they had tea, and he listed out each of the attacking words. He just didn't seem firm to me. He wasn't being... I don't think he was being like a ball buster, and I kind of wanted him to be. He reminded me of Larry King. King never asks the hard-hitting questions.
No, he's like Jay Leno.
Well, the question is, this was my first reunion episode. Now, how is Andy's performances in other reunion episodes? Is he more hard-hitting? Is he more digging? Is he more like a hard-hitting journalist, or is he always kind of sugarcoating and making sure nobody flares up in the final episode?
He usually tries to be as mediator as possible. I think that typically when I watch reunion shows, I wouldn't necessarily know who Andy really likes and dislikes. I think he seems pretty diplomatic towards everybody. But he can be a little sassy and turn on his like gay thing sometimes and be like, oh, girl, blah, blah, blah. And he didn't really do that at all,
in
this reunion. Mm-hmm. He just kind of stayed out of it. And I wanted to see more of that side of him, which is how he behaves on like Watch What Happens Live.
Uh-huh.
He can get kind of sassy with them and make fun of them. And he wasn't doing that.
No, he would maybe bring something up and then back off.
Yeah.
And especially we saw when he asked Sonia in regards to Toma and what they did.
Yeah.
He asked once. She wasn't going to answer. And he's like, I don't think you're answering my question. And then he moved on. He didn't kind of say, come on, Sonia, answer the question.
Exactly. You know? And that's what bothered me. And then skirting around the issue thing, when he was asking Sonia, he said, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to read these questions with regard to her making out with Toma and the – woods of
garden
know,
or
whatever
something.
in the backyard
yeah, thank you. I'm like, woods, I don't know, jungle, wherever they were.
You haven't been outside
in the rainforest. Yeah, I don't know, I only know concrete and Runyon Canyon. But basically, so he didn't like, I wanted him to be like, we've got a question from a viewer, blah 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 blah. Instead he was like acting shy and bashful.
Yeah, he said, I can't believe I'm gonna ask this question.
I'm like, you're Andy Cohen. woman. You're allowed to ask whatever you want. Right. You're the boss. You should be like, all right, we got a question. Like, I just felt like, yeah, he was being a little too wimpy.
Yeah. Most of the harder kind of digging questions were from viewers.
Yes. Yes.
I wonder.
Allegedly.
You're right. Allegedly. They could have been Andy's questions that he said, yes. Oh, we got, you know, Joe and Sherman Oaks asked. And why was everybody
kept
from
Sherman Oaks? Yeah. L.A. Sherman Oaks. Like Los Feliz or something came up once. Like,
yeah.
Like Sandra from my office.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
Sandra from my office wants to know, why are you wearing that blue dress?
Yeah, Phil from the locker room.
I feel like a lot of people who work at Bravo are probably named Sandra.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I feel like Sandra was the first name that popped in my mind.
So Sonia and Heather, the battle continuing over the advertising thing.
Oh, it was excellent. So juicy. I loved it.
I thought Sonia was going to grow up by now. I thought maybe the 6 month span after shooting this would have given her time to become an adult.
She brought a PowerPoint presentation on flashcards.
It's embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Even you know something's wrong. My only comment about that was, you know something's wrong when Luann jumps on the anti-Sonia bandwagon and says, I think that was kind of inappropriate. I don't think you really should be doing that. Meanwhile, and he's like, why are you showing us your cards?
Yeah.
Why are you showing us these cards?
Well, it gave her intern something fantastic to do, putting those projects together.
Yeah, and like, what time did she get there to sit on that couch
and hide them behind
her? Nobody knew.
Heather said, yeah, show me what you've got behind you.
Yeah, and Andy said, what are those things behind you?
Right, that's what they had. What time did she get there? Yeah, that nobody knew what was sitting behind her.
Well, one of you made reference to her posture earlier. Apparently, her posture was so great because she had like foam core behind her.
Ramona could have used it.
Yeah, truly. But I loved it how Luann was like, you brought in a logo from a fan? As though, like, fans are the most disgusting thing
right,
in the world.
Because who would be making up the show if not for the fan base?
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, go fans. And AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of AfterBuzz TV.
Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you guys rate and comment, we actually do things with it. Because, again, Molly mentioned we started a Real Housewives of Miami show, which started last night. So rate and comment. Give your opinion. We will turn it into magic and tell your friends. And,
Magic.
Yeah. And now that this is no longer going to be going on, check out the other AfterBuzz shows that are going on as well. Because I know we have a beautiful live read for that in a minute, in a little while. Yes. So, anyway,
do
that. Rate and comment.
What? Everybody's laughing.
Well, we do. We have over 50 shows that we're filming each week, and you guys should tune in and listen to those.
Yeah.
There's a lot to choose from. So, not just Real Housewives, even though I know it feels like it, because we're so amazing. All right. So, let's get back into this Heather and Sonia.
Yeah.
I really want to talk about that interaction again, because Sonia just wouldn't let it go.
She made herself look like a fool.
After this whole time.
Yeah.
And Heather, again, just so over it, looking at her like,
Heather just
even
looks like, honestly, I know that we've all been on like, We Love Carol all season, but I think Heather on the reunion came across as the most poised,
well
mature, you know, everything
skinny
she had to say.
Can I just say, did Heather lose a shit ton of weight or is it just me? Oh, sorry.
No.
I did not mean to curse. But she lost a ton of weight, no?
Yeah, well, Sonia makes that really awkward comment about how she continues to look better and better. Heather?
Yeah. Oh, I did not notice that.
Well, it was at
or
the end of
is she wearing a gorgeous yummy tummy dress? It's
oh, yeah,
exactly.
Oh, no,
well,
but I think her face, too.
I always thought she looked thin, but, you know, I think everybody looks thin.
But, I mean, Sonia gave her such a backhanded compliment.
She did. Well, she was trying to be like, I'm going to appease you now.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
What a bitch.
Speaking of weight loss, though, I think Sonia looks a lot less puffy and red and skinnier. So maybe she's, you know, holding back.
Drunk. I can imagine that the filming time of this might actually be stressful and maybe
potentially having cameras in your face.
Or they're just not going out to eat at very
famous
restaurants.
They don't have to have fights at lunch.
Yeah,
they never ate. We always say the restaurants never eating.
Right.
The only one that ever ate was
Luann. Yes, but glass of Pinot Grigio will put on some weight if you drink enough.
No, but I did watch the. Not watch, but I am a tweeter, and the real time taping of this was between 4 and 6 hours, so it was like a crazy,
so they sweated it all out,
a crazy long time to film this.
Yeah,
so
that's why Ramona was up and ready to go when Andy made one comment.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see the outtakes. It airs next Monday night.
Yeah, the Lost Footage.
The Lost Footage. Yeah, thank you. I'm excited to see that because
Lost Footage is always stuff that should be the footage.
I know.
Just give it to us at the beginning.
Can't wait.
It's so amazing.
I wish that they would show Lost Footage of the reunion. I want to watch the whole thing. I want to watch all 6 hours. I thought it was kind of funny how they kept showing cuts of the women, you know,
hey,
checking
guys.
Their makeup and hair.
We have Tamara calling in right now.
Fantastic.
I'm going to go ahead and patch her through.
Hey.
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 Hey, girl. Hey.
Hello.
She's there yet, but. So we're going to talk to... Whoa.
Hello?
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 She's watching us.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
hearing to play back.
Yeah.
Tamara, can you mute your computer for us?
Oh, sure.
Here we go. Welcome to
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, I can hear myself in the background, and I love it. But
yeah, I can hear my annoying voice.
Sorry, I was just sitting here going, are they going to call? Maybe I should call them.
Yeah.
No problem.
Definitely.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, so now we talked about this yesterday. Is it Tamara?
That's what I was going to ask.
Is it, how do we pronounce
it's
your
Tamara.
Name?
Tamara.
Tamara. Okay.
As long as you get the Tam in the beginning.
That's right. It's Tamara. Then the rest is inconsequential. Hey, it's Anna. Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. So so you're here with me and our host, Kristen Carney.
Hey.
And Yermongur, the sexy Turk.
Hello.
And and the funniest girl I know, Molly.
Oh.
Molly.
Oh,
Molly
Harper.
Comedy, I was going to say. But Molly Harper. That's yeah.
Molly.
Hi. Tamara.
Tamara.
I want to make sure everybody knows. Tamara of what blog again?
Yeah,
Tamara Tattles. And Tamara, we really want to talk to you about... we're jumping ahead a little bit in the show, but we really want to talk to you about what you think the show may turn out to be next year, because you seem to break a lot of good news and gossip. And also, we want to ask you some good news and gossip to give us, maybe Jill Zarin, because we know she was on Andy last night and you wrote a blog about her. Give us some stuff that you've been working on lately with the New York show.
With the New York show, I don't have anything concrete, but I'm feeling like Luann might be leaving.
Yeah.
But I'm also sort of thinking everybody might be staying because it was kind of a relaunch. So they give everybody another season to gel. Mm-hmm. In the first season, you know, it's kind of like they are newbies all over again.
Yeah.
And don't really have that whole connection. Mm-hmm. But the exciting news for me today was that Jill Zarin allegedly, according to the Wendy Williams show, taped the entire Watch What Happened Live interview last night.
On her own, with her own personal cameras?
And with her own personal, like, recorder, like, in her pocket or
whatever. Oh, wow.
And she was trying to sell it to the blog.
She is such a sneak. She is a horrible person.
Interesting.
Wow.
And so then...
Everybody called Andy and told on her, you know, so no one's really bought so far. But I think if this is true, then we'll probably hear something on a blog very soon. But, again, the source of this is Wendy Williams, and she's kind of iffy, but she's also really tight with Andy. So I'm tending to believe this one.
Yeah, well, then if Andy asks Jill back, maybe with a hint of getting back on next season, that might be out the window.
Wow.
Quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Tamara, I read that on your blog earlier I think you said it's the old double cross that Jill was really sort of anxious and apprehensive about going on the show because they were going to pre-record it, and that's why she brought the recording devices of her own on in the first place. And so now that's sort of coming back to bite her in the ass.
That won't bode well for her getting any other reality show on any other channel.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, these producers have to say, like, drama is good, but not this much drama and not this much sneakery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what did you think about Jill's interview with Andy last night?
It was insanely delusional. Insanely delusional. I mean, I just couldn't believe all the things that were coming out of her mouth. First of all, she can't listen to Bethany's television show because she has such a strong physical reaction, but 5 minutes earlier she said she called Bethany to congratulate her on things. And I was like, what's up with that?
Yeah, and I saw her when she said that, I saw her starting to tear up, saying, oh, I just, hearing her voice, I got a physical reaction. Like, yeah, the physical reaction is you crying. And she's like, I had no idea what that means or what it's like, because you're still sad about it. Like, that's what the physical reaction is.
isn't that the consensus that Jill tried to play up, that she wasn't hurt by getting fired? And then with the interview,
she denied
interview?
She was even getting fired. She even got fired for the longest time.
Right. And now she's really sulking in it and letting the world know she's hurt. Am I right?
Yes, you're exactly right. But even the biggest thing to me of the whole thing was that it was an edited show, and they let Jill sit there and say, remember when I came to you and told you that I wanted my storyline to be a fight with Bethany, and you said it was a bad idea, but I did it anyway? I mean, she outed the whole
Bravo Network
non-reality thing happening.
Yeah.
That wasn't a very smart move on her part either.
No, yeah. Once you start giving away trade secrets, I'm sure the producers of shows like this wouldn't want you to have you back, because they don't want what goes on behind the scenes to be publicized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump backward, but I'm going to anyway. Molly mentioned before we started taping that suddenly the season had not been about Luann at all, and this reunion show seemed to really be about Luann, even though her storyline kind of came and gone so quickly. Do you think that Luann would be prepared to be gone next season, or do you think that she would take it as a surprise?
She would take it hard.
Yeah.
I don't know that she would be surprised, because people were dropping like flies, but she would take it hard.
Yeah. I don't think she would be able to live with herself without this.
But Luann was on Watch What Happens Live tonight. I caught just a couple minutes before y'all got started, and Andy showed two little interviews. One with Jill saying that Luann was pretending the whole pirate thing for a storyline, and the other was Kat from Real Housewives of Washington, D.C., who said that... you know, talking about the fake baby thing, which is the most ridiculous thing of the season, actually.
Yeah.
And how they're really reaching for storylines for Luann. And, I mean, Luann's sitting there, and these are the two clips that Andy wants to show her of two people saying how she's having to invent storylines because she has none. So that was kind of telling.
I wish they brought that up in the reunion. I wish they kind of confronted her and said, listen, were you doing this for, or not even were you, I wish they said, you were doing this for attention.
Yeah, but I think that Andy's on Luann's side, because I think that what may have happened was that they watched the whole season. Luann realized she was barely in it. So they were like, let's suddenly make her relevant in the reunion show, because Andy said last night in the reunion show, so I want to talk about what is perhaps the biggest scandal of Real Housewives of New York history, which was Luann and Toman. I was like, biggest scandal of Real Housewives history? Are you?
Right. It's like, no, it is history. No one even remembers it.
I would never call it really a scandal. It was kind of like she hooked up with him, who cares?
Yeah.
Because nobody cares about Luann this season. And right. I think that Andy must be on her side to be even bringing that up.
Yeah.
If Sonya had done the same thing, it wouldn't have been a scandal at all.
No, that's daily life. For Sonya.
Exactly. You know, most of the scenes that, from what I hear, most of the scenes that Ramona and Sonya were in, late night scenes, were not airable on television. So.
Wow.
I think that's what Luann was hinting at when she was kind of threatening them at the end of the reunion episode, where she's like, you don't want to go there, because I have things on you.
I don't understand why they don't just go there. I mean, the women are tearing apart each other anyway.
That's the whole point of the show.
Why not just be like, right. Oh, yeah, you want to talk about me? Well, you, blah, 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 blah. That's what I would do.
Well, Luann's trying to ride the fence so she can kind of not be hated by either side.
That's true.
So she doesn't want to. Jill Zarin figured out what happens when you piss off Ramona for some reason on Real Housewives of New York. So.
Well, I mean, I'm not afraid to say it. I hate Luann. I think that's what gave birth to our segment. What she should have said was, because I hate Luann.
And isn't that ironic? Because she can't give birth.
Thank you.
Low blow.
High blow.
Well done. Tamara, did you think that part of why Luann was playing the fence was maybe because she's trying to find a way back into just a neutral field so that she can just ensure that if they do come back that she's there with them?
Her intention is to try and be there for next season. I think she sort of knows that she's probably on the edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, Luann, you're on the end of the couch. That's not a good sign.
Inch by inch, girl.
If anybody doesn't come back, I think it'll probably be Luann. But I'm sort of leaning toward everybody coming back, actually.
Hmm. Okay, so...
I have a question.
Oh, go, please.
Earlier today, I tweeted at Aviva saying that we were going to be discussing, you know, all things Aviva, of course, as there's no way we can avoid that. And she tweeted back, please just don't talk bad about me behind my back. My feeling is I don't know if Aviva can save face long enough to do another season, because I think that people talking negatively about her really upsets her. I don't know if she can handle it. I was just wondering what you think.
Is this Molly? It's hard for me to tell because I'm not watching. I'm guessing
it's
you.
It's Molly. You can tell by your tainted voice.
It's no surprise to anybody that reads my blog that I'm kind of on Team Aviva.
Okay.
So, and it's
we have an enemy in our midst.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
I missed it because I was trying to shut
you
up
are
Phil.
On Team Aviva?
She's on, she said she's
okay.
On Team Aviva.
I kind of am on Team Aviva, and my blog commenters are obviously not. So, we go back and forth on this a lot. I'm on Team Aviva because I have anxiety disorder too. And so I really freaked out about doing the whole show, and I understand her anxieties and everything. And I don't want to defend her, but I want to explain her a little bit. And I just think that it's sort of a misunderstood thing. I totally understand the whole hyperbole that she does when it's the whole, you should have put up a banner for me and had a party, and I don't think she expected a party or a banner. She's just very into hyperbole when she gets
she would spell hyperbole
like
out for you. Yeah. I have a feeling.
Do you think though that she can handle doing another season because so many people are criticizing her?
I can't imagine that she could have handled doing this season, to be honest.
Yeah, like we said, she looked older, and I really am attributing that to the stress from the season. She didn't start out looking that tired and that kind of sad. Her eyes look sad.
They do.
I can't imagine agreeing to do something like that. I just can't. Yeah.
It's like throwing yourself into the fire. Like, the whole country hates her, except for you. Oh, the whole country hates her.
The whole country doesn't hate her, except for me. That's Molly again, isn't it?
Yeah. I like to speak in generalization instead of hyperbole.
Well, Tamara.
No, so I don't hate her, and I hope she does well. I'm not sure that reality TV is the best
medium
situation for somebody with an anxiety disorder.
Yeah. Sure.
This I do want to jump in and just say, Tamara and I are on the same page about this. I've spoken about this in the past. I have a very close family member that suffers from panic disorders who I feel that while Aviva hasn't said I have panic attacks, I do feel like she does because she has exhibited the same symptoms.
She does. She was having one on a little airplane.
Right, exactly.
And people also with anxiety disorder things, like I have really severe anxiety, but I'm not like a total jerk to everyone. I think you have to, as an adult, kind of know how to deal with it, and I take it out on my boyfriend.
But let me just finish my thought. So I have had like a very close family member who has had panic disorders who like has acted like a crazy person, you know, and we've ended up in the hospital in the emergency room on numerous occasions where, you know, and hasn't been the nicest person to me. And, so like, I get it, you know, I get it big time. And, I feel like Aviva has maybe not been portrayed in the best, most positive light. And so Tamara, like, I appreciate you like coming out and saying that you have been afflicted. It's not like it's not a fun thing to go through, and it's not fun coming out and saying.
It's also, I'll tell you right now, it's also not a get out of jail free card for everything you do.
Right.
And I don't condone all of Aviva's behaviors by any means, but I do understand them and have a little bit more compassion for them. Mm-hmm. And I see myself in her a lot and go, okay, in that regard, to me, it's been very helpful to give me a little bit of, you got to step back and look at the big picture kind of thing. But it's really hard to do in the moment, I got to tell you.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sure everything changes when you have light bulbs and cameras in your face and all of a sudden you're expected to be a certain way.
I would never sign up for a reality show, regardless of any sort of other disorder.
Well, Tamara, we really appreciate you calling in. We're getting a little bit lower on time, so we're going to bid you adieu. But thank you again for calling in. And be sure to check. What's your blog we can send everyone to?
It's TamaraTattles.com.
And your Twitter?
And you can follow me on Twitter at TamaraTattles.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, thank you again for calling in. And I'm sure that if you ever want to get in touch with us about the Real Housewives of Miami, we would love to hear your take as well.
Hello?
She's out. Okay. We bid adieu already.
Right, she said, I would love to do that, and I will be in touch. That's what
she said. Yeah, you can definitely find Tamara at Tamara Tattles on the Shaws of Sunset as well. So
cool. I have to admit, I had never read her blog prior to you introducing us to her, and I need to delve deeper because I'm kind of fascinated to read someone's blog with the point of view of being a fan of Aviva.
It's a unique perspective.
Unique point of view because compared to most of what you see online.
Right. So well, I don't want to run out of time to, you know, because I do want to talk about
that's what
a
we
few.
Do.
That is what we do.
We like doing that here.
It's how we roll. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's move on.
But I do want to talk about Luann and Carol. We saw them this reunion. Bashing heads a little bit, and Luann's true feelings came out about Carol, and also I want to talk about how Carol really was kind of beat up in this reunion, and which seemed unexpected because the woman who seemed to dodge the bullets all season was now taking them for a little bit in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think? Was that Luann's just deep anger coming out or jealousy?
I think Carol took those bullets somewhat. She deserved them because, let's be honest,
her confessionals,
she does talk about people behind their back.
Oh yeah.
And when you do that, people are going to dislike you. I mean, we do it
right
on the show, but we're not on the same show.
And can I get a definition of the one who called us out? And you said you're funny mean, but we're still mean.
I'd like a definition of behind their back because we have cameras on us. I don't know whose back I'm behind.
In the confessionals.
Because you can see me speaking about you.
And they can see Carol.
Yeah.
Speaking about them.
And they all know that they're eventually going to see it. Just the way Luann knew everyone would eventually see the thing with
Tara. But the difference is, for example, Ramona would speak about Aviva behind her back in the confessional. She was very like, eh. Carol would speak behind her back in the confessional, but to her face be like, can I offer you anything to eat, Luann?
Or
like,
would make an exit.
She would just seem very pleasant. And I can see how Luann would say, that was a shock to me that you didn't like me because you always acted like you liked me to my face. And, you know, Carol should have been a little more upfront. Like, she kind of was passive-aggressive to her the whole season.
Yeah. But Carol's commentary was so funny.
It was
always so spot on.
I love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we said all season that she wasn't, you know, doing anything to create drama, but this, you know, in a way created drama. So going into next season, perhaps with these women knowing Carol is probably talking a little bit of smack, that they might pull her into these fights a little bit and she might not be able to lay down, like you said, to avoid conflict.
Yeah.
And maybe part of it was just Carol's default mechanism or her fallback status of being the kind of person who's more journalistic in nature. She likes to observe, and then write down comments and then, you know, broadcast out to the world at large. Whereas, you know, maybe now she'll know better than in this situation. You're not expected to just absorb and then regurgitate. You're expected to just confront right then and there.
Well, I also, as you kind of said, Molly, that she, I can't remember exactly what you said just now, but her sort of backhanded comments were all off camera. I feel like the only time that she ever made truly sort of like, you know, happy face in the backhanded comments was in England. That was the only time.
Because she was getting pushed, I think, in her mind. She was kind of, her tolerance was getting smaller and smaller.
And you could see sort of like Luann's kind of like eye twitch. Like, what did that mean? You know, like, and so next season, you'll know that Luann will be like,
on to Carol.
Listen, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, so that'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
We'll like
and
that.
I'd like Carol,
you know, considering
a little more spice.
What you said, and it's, Carol's made it very clear that she's done this show because she wanted to observe and be at the front seat of something happening in pop culture. Mm-hmm. Well, she's done
now
it.
Now she's in the ring.
She's done it. Will that mean, I'm curious, will she do it again?
Will she do it again?
How much longer are you going to be the journalist?
Absolutely. My speculation is that she really wanted to do AfterBuzz, she really wants to do AfterBuzz.
You guys, everybody.
She really wanted to do The Housewives so that she could get her TV show out there and her book.
And it worked.
I really think that was her plan. If maybe she didn't get enough social media feedback or potential with her book, maybe she'll come back to gain more followers and, you know, more steam. But I really think she's there just to, for her benefit,
she's for
her business.
She's there for her benefit. And apparently I saw on her Twitter yesterday, this summer, she sold an additional 40,000 copies of What Remains, which
exactly.
came out, what, 7 years ago. So it's bode well for her.
And 40,000 books in the realm of book sales is huge.
Especially with a network that has, I mean, we all love the show, but you have to think in the big picture, very few people actually watch the show.
Especially Reed, who watched the show.
Right, yeah.
And I'm kidding.
And especially buying books. I mean, honestly, everything that's available online.
Hmm. Yeah.
What's a book? I read blogs.
Right. Wow.
Totally.
Wow. What's next?
Well, I am excited to see, though, Carol and Luann get a little more aggressive if they both stay on next season. Watch, though, Luann leave, and then Carol won't have anyone to fight with again next season. Okay, and then, you know what I was really disappointed about was that they didn't really get into Heather and Ramona's fighting at all.
No, but I think they made peace. They made peace in St. Bart.
The reunion is to rehash and to talk about why.
Yeah, I know.
And
well,
I wanted to see.
They can't talk about everything, can they?
Of course they can.
I wish they had.
For 6 hours.
They had. Well,
or maybe they did, and it was in the lost footage, like the Lost Boys. Maybe it was part of that bunch.
But you can see now Heather and Ramona have an underlying okay with each other.
I think they do.
I think they're at that point where they can say, shut up, you're really annoying me, and then they can still go out and get coffee, and Ramona won't throw on her sunglasses and leave the you know, before the doors open.
And it's funny because they made Carol and Luann's tiff, if you will, seem like such a bigger deal than it really was. Because quite frankly, Luann didn't even know it existed. And I think it's kind of funny that of all the women, Carol kind of picks on the most boring. I mean, like, if you're gonna pick on someone, choose someone more excited to pick on than Luann. You know, like, it's not, there's not much there.
I think there's the most competition, though,
I guess,
you know, the title thing.
I feel like, though, with Luann, I was gonna, this is kind of a what she should have said, but I'm gonna throw it in there because we're kind of towards the end of the show. But Luann, who is the most boring, does these little digs, and she said of Ramona, which was a defense of her, Ramona can drink more and she can hold more than anyone else I know.
It was a compliment.
She can hold more.
Yeah, that
like
was
barrels of hay.
A dig. Yeah, we're gonna.
And Ramona kind of sat back just in her like weird position. And let it go. So
that's an alcoholic, you guys. For those of you who don't know,
it is an alcoholic. So, all in all, what are your thoughts? Were you glad you watched the whole season? Are you less of a human? Are you more of a human?
Definitely less of a human.
Less of a human. Aliens now.
You guys, that was 20 hours of nonstop fun.
Yes. I mean, the show might have been up or down, but it was all kinds of fun being here.
It was all kind of fun.
I'm sad it's over.
I just want to say it was almost 2 full days that we spent either watching or talking about The Housewives plus note-taking. That's like 2 full days.
Yeah. Well, last night I said on the other one, Miami, that it's like when you just... You just basically wake up and you're like, what did I do last night? And then you're like, oh my God, I just reviewed Housewives for 6 months.
Yeah.
Anyway, we love doing it, though. We have so much fun. Make sure you guys follow all of us and say hello while the Housewives of New York are off the air. Where can we find you guys?
You can follow me on Twitter at Molly Comedy.
You can follow me at Koppel for Mayor, KOPPELFORMAYOR.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Yermangur, YERMANGUR.
And you can follow me at Kristen Carney. But I do want to just also say before we go, thanks to everyone who's commented on iTunes.
Absolutely.
We truly, truly appreciate it. And it makes us feel really good about our lives. And continue to find other shows on AfterBuzz. And thanks again. And we will see you next season.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.